السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're recording. So today's subject is interesting subject. It is like speaking truth to power. Who heard this expression before? Who heard it before?
What?
Speaking truth to power. Who heard that expression before? Okay, this expression has been widely used. Speaking truth to power, it means that tell the people of the power that they are wrong. Tell them something that they want to hear. They don't want to hear this. Okay? The bad guy doesn't want people to say he is or she is bad. The powerful bad guy. The guy with powerful, with power. Can you give me examples of speaking truth to power? There's one, I like it to call speaking the truth against power. Speaking the truth against power. But the official name that's being used by others, it says speaking truth to power. So if you go to Wikipedia and type speaking truth to power, you get it. You get what is going on about this. Tell me about an example of speaking truth to power.
So like in newspapers, the editors publish stuff like, for example, against Trump. So it's speaking the truth to power.
Exactly. Can you think of some hashtags on Twitter that talks about speaking the truth to public?
Impeach Trump.
Impeach Trump, yes. What else? Hashtag impeach Trump. Hashtag,
Red Nation Rising. It's like Republicans are taking control.
Yes. Hashtag, Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Hashtag,
Women's March.
Yes. And there is also hashtag Muslim American Faces. There's a hashtag Muslim American Faces. And there is the hashtag. Love wins. There's a hashtag called love wins. And this is true. Just imagine this life without love. Would you be able to live in it? It's awful to have this life without love. So Allah is the one who creates love, and Allah is the one who is loving, and Allah is the one who's seeking love, and Allah is the one who is beloved. Okay? So this life without love is not good, because this is why we get hashtag no war, or like hashtag love wins. Can I get you to sit here?
Why?
Because you're talking to them. Just come over and sit there. Okay? Just don't talk to Sudaba. Okay. Now, to those who hold high places in our national life and bear the terrible responsibilities of making decisions for war and peace, you want to speak against those. The second one, to the American people who are the final reservoir of power in this country and whose values and expectations set the limits of those who exercise authority. Just like, don't you even dare stop there. To step there, you draw boundaries for the people of authority. Okay, speak up against them and draw boundaries. There is other to the idea of power itself, to the idea of power itself and its impact. The idea of having power, you know this saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and absolutely absolute powers corrupt. Did you get it? Can you say it?
Absolute powers corrupt.
Absolutely, and absolutely absolute powers corrupt. That's why we don't want to have absolute power. We don't want people to step their boundaries, because the people of power would like to step higher and higher and higher, and being mean and being selfish and being for sale. Okay, by others. Okay. The silence is a failure to speak up, but also a failure to speak the truth and stand for something. Then we call you what? Silence. Is that good? No. Standing up for something means willingness to engage other people in a civilized discussion with an intent to understand. So you engage other people in a civilized discussion with the intent to make them understand your position. Two, understanding that my beliefs are not diminished by respecting other person's belief. Don't think that if you respect somebody else's belief, this will put your beliefs down. No. No. Don't think that way. Three, stands of course because it's right, not because the other side is wrong. That one is good. Can you explain this to me? Stand for truth. Stand for a cause because it is right, not because the other person is wrong. Right? You got it? Who understands? Huh?
It means like, even if the other side is wrong, you have to, if you know what is right, then you have to stand for that.
Exactly. Right. Whether he's wrong or not. Okay? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Defending the truth from a place of love, not from a place of hate. You know Ant Z movie? Ant Z movie. The Ant Z.
Oh, yeah. Ant
yeah.
Movie DreamWorks.
Yeah.
The Ant
Z. That's right. Yes. The Ant Z, he spoke against this colony. He spoke against power. And he succeeded at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though ants usually don't speak against power. And what is the people who don't speak against power is what?
Chicken.
Bak 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 bak. Don't be mean and say bak bak bakook to anybody who doesn't speak. Here. You're talking. Okay. Now, what is in Islam? What is equivalent in Islam? What's the equivalent of Islam? By the way, speaking the truth about to power, speaking the truth against power, will get you what? Harmed. They will harm you. Don't expect it's easy. Don't expect that it's a trip to Disneyland. When you speak the truth so bad against somebody, people of power, they retaliate against you. They revenge you. Why? People of the aggressor, okay, the bad guy doesn't want to hear that he's bad. He doesn't want anybody to tell him or tell her, you're bad. He doesn't want to hear it. You tell him something that gets him angry. You tell him something that gets him mad. They don't want to hear this, right? They want to hear that, right? They don't want to hear that. So when you speak there, they will harm you. They will really harm you. They will definitely harm you. They will not leave you alone. This is like the Prophet said that the best martyr is Hamza, his uncle, right? He said, the best martyr is my uncle Hamza. And a man, or you know, a person who stood up for a person who stood up for a tyrant that was not enjoining good and forbidding evil. A tyrant. You say to this evil tyrant, you are bad, you're doing something bad. And this tyrant is going to be what? Huh? It's going to do what to you? Kill you. Right? Then you become a martyr. And you become in the best among the best martyrs. When you stand up against the power and you speak against the power and you get killed because of that, you are a martyr. Who do you remember who was killed because he stood up for the truth? Malcolm X. He was killed, right?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes. Also, how about Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
Martin Luther King didn't believe that later on after his death, there will be stamps. The government's going to make stamps with him, with his pictures on it. He didn't know that. He was speaking against power, and he got killed. He paid his life. And so many people spoke about power and they lost their lives. So Malcolm X is a martyr. Is a martyr. Because, and he's not a martyr, he's the best martyr. Martyrs, because he spoke against power and he would have lost his life because of that. How about people are four kinds. People are four kinds regarding this subject. People are many kinds. Four. Salih mufslih, fasid mufsid. Means that as a righteous person in himself. Righteous person in himself. This is kind number one. Can you predict the second one?
Wait, what was the first one?
A righteous guy in himself. He's just righteous. But he's not in himself. So the second one would be righteous but reformer. Righteous but reformer. So these two kinds. One is a person who's righteous in himself, but he's not a reformer. And then the second guy is a righteous reformer. Huh? Reformer, somebody speaks against power to correct the bad situation or the evil things that's being done. Okay. This guy, Trump, he wants to rule us with executive orders. Executive orders. That's the worst way of ruling. You keep do executive orders. Ban Muslims, executive orders. Build the wall, executive orders. And then, guess, if I tell you about the reformer who's spreading righteousness and the person who's righteous by himself but he's not sharing it with others. Okay. Now, what is the opposite to that? Huh?
The bad person keeps to himself, like he doesn't harm anyone, but he is still bad, like a disbeliever, and then someone like a criminal who harms.
Spread. That's right, mashallah. Someone else who's spreading. He spreads. That person is spreading evil. Okay. So now we have, based on that, I can tell you that there are people who are silent. Actually, there are people who speak against power. That's the best. And then the second is people who are silent. That is, you know,
okay.
That's not really okay, but we can swallow that. But the third kind is the one who supports power, people of power. They support the evil that's being done by people of power. Yes, right? Okay, you're awake? Okay, in Islam, there's a concept equivalent to speaking truth to power. There's a concept. It's called, very famous concept. It's called, who can tell me? Very famous concept of speaking against the evil, speaking truth to power.
What does it start with?
Al-Amr. Okay, it's in Arabic, al-amr bil ma'roof wa nahy an al munkar, which means forbidding evil and supporting righteousness. Forbidding evil and support righteousness. Forbidding evil, you can forbid evil by your tongue, or forbid evil by force, or forbid people by evil by heart. What is support to you? I'm sorry. Did I say support?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Stop. Rewind. Play again. There are levels. Number one, stopping the evil by force. Number two, stopping the evil by tongue. Number three, stopping the evil by heart. Meaning what? Stop the evil by your heart. It
don't
means
let
that.
Evil come to you.
Huh?
Don't let the evil come to you.
Yes. You reject it. You reject that evil. You reject it by your heart. But you're not doing anything about it. But this is the least is by rejecting it in your heart. There is, if you reject it in your heart, then don't feel happy if it happens. like you're watching an R movie, like a bad movie, okay? You're watching that, and then you say, my heart is against bad movies. But you're watching them and enjoying them. But my heart is against that. No, that's false. That's hypocrisy, hypocrisy. If you forbid them by your heart, it means that you will not enjoy them and you boycott them. Okay. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke strongly against the ones who don't support good and forbid evil. Support good and forbid evil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that, what would be your situation if you stop enjoying good and stop forbidding evil? They said, is this going to happen? Ya Rasulullah, Prophet Muhammad, is this going to happen? He said, I swear by Allah, worse than that is going to happen. What if you don't support, what's the second thing? Yeah, what if you see the good as bad and the bad as good?
Oh, that's really bad.
So they said, Prophet Muhammad, this thing, would it ever happen that we see the good as bad and the bad as good? Is that going to happen? Is that possible? He said, worse than that will happen. What if you support the evil and forbid the righteousness?
Oh my gosh.
Forbid the good. They say, this would happen, Prophet Muhammad? He said, yes. Yes. And he said, I swear by Allah, when this happens, then evil will cover you, and then the righteous people, if they make dua, I will reject their dua. Meaning that, Ya Allah, save my nation. Allah rejects that. Why? Because the nation is not seeing the good as bad and the bad as good. No, they are supporting the evil and forbidding the good. Right? That's the worst situation. Allah said in Surah Al-Imran that you were best nations. You are the best nation who ever created by Allah. And then the Quran says, for two things. Because you believe in Allah and because, you believe in Allah and
righteousness.
And support righteousness and forbid evil. Okay? That's, if we don't practice supporting, speaking against power or speaking against evil, and we don't support righteousness, then we lose our status. We're not the best people anymore. We will be one of those nations that, you know, how many bad nations rose to power and then they disappeared, and just would be one of them. We will not be the best nation because of that. Okay. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you don't support good and forbid evil, I want to write this.
It's kind of bad.
In Arabic, Al-Amr Bil-Ma'roof Wa-Nah عن المنكر. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? النهي بالمعروف والأمر الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. That's a compare. It's that's a stand. That's a what is that? It's a definition. It is an Islamic definition. So if you walk into any Muslim, okay, and say الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر, you say yes, we know what you're talking about. It's a phrase that is a expression that has a specific assigned meaning in Islam, which is called the Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahy an Munkar. Okay. It means supporting righteousness and forbidding evil. Supporting righteousness and forbidding bad. So let's say forgetting the bad. Yes. And in the way, in the meantime, just cover your hair. Okay. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, about the ones who do not stop stand against evil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says about the people who does not stop evil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an example of the people who don't stop evil, he said the example of the people who are committing evil, okay, this the example of the people who committed evil and did not stop evil guys, I did.
Okay.
The example of the people who do not stop evil or speak against evil and stayed quiet, he said the example is like a ship. It's like a ship. So, it's like a boat. The boat has two levels. The boat has how many levels? Two levels. And then on the top level are the good guys, and on the bottom level are the bad guys. He said that the bad guys, every time they want to fetch water, they go to the first floor, the first level, the highest level, which is the first floor. Okay, they go into this floor and they bring water and take it down. Bring water and take it down. Then they sat together and they said, okay, and instead of bothering the people upstairs, let's dig a hole. Let's dig a hole in the boat to fetch water, okay, in an easier way. Instead of doing all this hard work, we just get an easy water. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the good people don't stop the bad people, then who's going to drown?
Everybody,
because we are all in the same boat. So when we don't stop evil in the United States, what's going to happen?
We're all going to sink.
We're all going to sink. So if you don't stop evil, you will sink. You will sink. And then Allah in the Quran said, fear a punishment that is not going to cover only, that's not going to happen only to the bad people, but also it will fall onto the good people. You got it? So Allah said that fear a punishment that's not going to happen only to the good people, but it's going to happen to, sorry, stop, rewind, play again. And fear a punishment that's not going to only fall on the bad people, but it will also what? Include good people. Includes good people. So we're all in the same boat. And there's another hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that at the end of the time, an army will invade Kaaba, will invade Mecca. And when they are near Mecca, okay, on the outskirts of Mecca, Allah will make the ground open and swallow them. So like cracks, Allah will make cracks in the earth crust so that they fall into it. Okay? So the earth swallows them, basically, in these cracks. So Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, how about the good people among them, around them? There are good people around them. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, all of them will be destroyed, but in the day of judgment, they will be resurrected based on what? Intentions. It's like, what were you doing over there? What were you doing? If you are bad guys, okay, then you're punished. If you're a good guy, then you're saved. But in this life, the punishment will cover everybody. Got that? Okay. Now, let's talk about, we talked about the people, we talked about speaking against power, we talked about not speaking against power, not, you know, just like tick, go with the flow, kind of, because you don't want to be bothered. I think the one who speaks the truth against power in the United States is the one who loves power. And the one who doesn't speak the truth, he loves himself. or herself. Am I right? Do you agree with me?
The one who speaks truth against power likes power.
Yeah, loves United States.
Oh, loves it, yeah.
And the one who don't speak the truth against power doesn't like the United States. He's just selfish. Why is that? Huh? The people who hate United States, or not hate United States, the people who are selfish, they say, I fear the punishment, so I'm staying away from this punishment. I'm staying away from getting into trouble. Okay? Those don't like United States. Those don't like themselves. But the ones who say, okay, I will speak against power to stop evil and support righteousness, those are the guys who really love United States. Why is that? How is it that they love United States, even if they say bad things about it?
Well, because they're trying to improve.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like how your parents, even if they love you, they still scold you or whatever.
Exactly. Exactly. Because those people are getting themselves in trouble. I'll tell you a story about my father. He lives in Saudi Arabia, and there was this prince who went to United States, who came to United States, and then he spent a lot of money in Las Vegas, gambling and screwing around. And then he brought...
Didn't he try to get Kim Kardashian to stay with him for a while?
Huh?
No, this guy
came here to United States. And then my father was the treasurer. So he came to my father and he said, okay, he brought him an invoice and he said, I need this to be paid to me. And this money will come from the government, from the money of the Muslims who live there. So my father said, no, I'm not paying you this money. You go screw around and play and gamble, and then you want the Muslims to pay your bill? You gotta be kidding. So the prince got very mad, and then he got the police to accuse him of being dishonest. So he was accused of being dishonest. They took his passport away so that he doesn't leave the country. And they put him into trial for 4 years. And at the end, he was found innocent. But what's happening here? He spoke against power. What happened? He paid the price. He was harmed. Right? Isn't that true? Why aren't you speaking the truth against power? Because you're afraid. Right? Because you're bak-bak-bak-bak-bak-bak-bak. Right? Bak-bak-bak-bak-bak means what? Chicken. You don't speak the power against power because you're a chicken. Okay? How does the chicken sound? Can you imitate the chicken sound? Yes. Yes, that's right. Okay? All right? Because you're bak 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 cook and you're selfish. You're selfish made you bak 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 cook. All right? Bak 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 cook. So, remember that.
I got something to say. Where I saw this funny vine where a Mexican guy was talking to his past girlfriend where she broke up. He said, I'm sorry, but I can no longer be with you, for I love Jesus now.
Jesus! And then there's another Mexican guy working in the field. And then he just comes and tackles him like, Jesus! Right, where he attacks his Mexican friend whose name is Jesus because it's like the Christian Jesus.
Yeah.
But then my mom got upset because she's like, okay, honey, just don't show anyone else. I'm like, what? This is really funny. It's not making fun of anything. It's just this funny vine. And she said, no, it's because it's funny among us, but we can't say it out in public because then the Christians will get upset. So it's okay for other Christians to do that, but if a Muslim were to do it and say, hey, isn't this funny? Then they'd get offended by that.
Right. Just like the black people want to say to each other, you nigger. They use that with each other. But if they say this to each other, but if you say it,
then you're like racist.
Exactly. Exactly. They, okay. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked against the people of power. Allah siding with the people of power. Allah says in the Quran, Allah's, you know, the Quran draws pictures. Have you seen the images drawn by Quran? Allah's drawing an image by words, by words. Allah's drawing an image of a guy who's a tyrant leader and people who support him. And people who support him. And then listen to him. And then obey him. Tyrant leader and those who obey him. Okay? They come in the day of judgment. They both go to hell, right? Or only the tyrant?
Both.
Both. The tyrants and the ones who?
Supported
them or obeyed them. Or obeyed them. They come in the day of judgment and say, you, it's you. Because of you, they say to the tyrant. The people followers, the ones who obeyed the tyrant, they said, it was because of you we are here. Damn on you, curse on you, because of you we are here. So the good, the bad guys say, huh? Are we the ones who stopped you from righteousness? You were criminals on your own. You are already, you wanted to do that. You wanted to support, you wanted to obey the tyrants and obey the corrupt power. Okay? So that's one thing in the Quran. And then another verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the bad people and the weak people or the followers or the ones who obeyed the tyrant says to Allah, Ya Allah, it's them. Ya Allah, those are the ones who misguided us. Those are the ones who misguided us. This tyrant is the one who misguided us. Double his punishment. They say to Allah, what? Double the punishment of the tyrant because they are the ones who misguided us. Then guess what will be the response of Allah?
He doubles their punishment.
Allah said, and double your punishment too. So Allah says, to them I give double, to you I give double. Why? Because you obeyed the tyrant. You carried over the commands of the tyrant. He tells you, kill, you kill. He tells you, do this evil thing, you do. He tells you, go to war to kill innocent people, you could go. No. Don't come in the day of judgment expecting that everything will fall onto. And then there's a third verse in the Quran that's saying, now, the bad guys, the followers, or the ones who obey the tyrants, say to the tyrants, we followed you because of you were here. So can you carry part of our punishment? Can you carry part of our punishment? So take like 20%, 30% of our punishment and carry them. Why? This is fair. Because you were the tyrants and you are the one who misguided us. Can you now carry the punishment? And then the bad guys, they say, go to hell. They are in hell already. Go away. We can't help you. You can't help us. We're both here. It's just like we're both in hell. We can't help you. You can't help us. And then another verse, they say, Ya Allah, those who misguided us, those tyrants who misguided us, put them under our feet. Let them put them where? Under our feet. Why? Because we want to punish them, bang on them. Well, in hell, because they are the ones because of it we are here. Now, there is this, and also, yes, they say to Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if you would have wanted, you could have guided us. Huh? If you would have wanted, you would have what? Guided us. So they are still blaming Allah. So they're blaming Allah instead of blaming themselves. So the day of judgment, you say, Ya Allah, if you wanted, you would have guided us, but you didn't. You misguided us. Then they blame it on Allah. Would Allah reply to these silly, ridiculous arguments?
No.
They are lying. They are blaming Allah for their mistakes and crimes. No. Allah doesn't even get back to them. And then they say to Allah, Ya Allah, get us out of hell. If we if you commit the evil again, then we are super duper bad guys and you punish us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, No, you're wrong. No, you're not going to go back to life. And then Allah says, if they go back to life, they're going to do exactly the same mistakes again. Why? Why is that? Because when they come back to life, okay, they don't know what happened in the past, right? Mm. They don't know what happened in the past. So they will be left with the free will and responsibilities. And they are not going to behave better than the way they behave. Allah knows that. Allah knows that if He sends them back to earth over and over and over again, they are going to just be evil and evil and evil again. So Allah doesn't want to send them back because it doesn't matter. They are evil anyway. And there is a speech between the shaitan. Shaitan is going to give khutbah. Shaitan is going to give khutbah. Yes. In hellfire. In hellfire. Shaitan is going to give khutbah in hellfire. To the people who are with him in hell. So he says, he tells them to make them miserable. He tells them, Allah gave you true promises. And I gave you false promises. I had no authority over you. I didn't have the power to compel you. I didn't have the power to force you. I don't have any of those. I don't have any of these powers and authorities. The only thing that I did, look here. The only thing that I did is I invited you for evil and you responded. Right? I invited you by putting what evil thoughts in your brain and mind. That's all what I can do. Is to tempt you. So he says, the only thing that I did is that tempting you. But you what accepted the temptation and you did evil. So don't scream at me. You're not going to help me. I'm not going to help you. We're both doomed here in hellfire. So you can see how is it at the end if you obey tyrants. And now you're listening to this class now and you say to yourself, no, I'm not going to listen to tyrants. You will. There will be a chance, unless you're paying attention, there is a good chance that you will listen to tyrants. Then what happens if the tyrants want you to support them? Huh?
What about the jaw, sign of...
Yes, the ones who follow him will join him in hell.
Wait, so I have a question about the jaw. So the jaw doesn't have free will, does he?
Yes, it's just like humans.
But then, didn't Allah assign him to come here and then during the Day of Judgment, you will go during the Day of Judgment and you will
Yes, go. But again, Allah is not to be blamed for his actions because if he does evil, which is, he will, then Allah, that's his mistake.
So is Dajjal still human?
Yeah, human. And he's going to go away with a lot of power, and people who are are not going to stand against him because he has so much power. So what is the least if you don't want to stand against the tyrant? So what's the least? Don't listen to the tyrant. Don't support the tyrant. That's the least, the least, the least. There is nothing less than that. There is nothing less than that. And then in Surah Saba, they say the followers, the people who obeyed the tyrants, the people who obeyed the tyrants, they say to the tyrants, okay? They say to the tyrants, if it wasn't because of you, we would have been what? Righteous. If it wasn't because of you, we would have been what?
Righteous.
If it wasn't because of you, we would have been righteous. And then the people, the tyrants are saying, Is it you're talking about that us misguided you? Go away. You were criminals on your own. You're bad guys on your own. Don't blame us. You were bad guys on your own. Don't blame me for telling you to do evil. And don't blame me for you obeying me. That was your decision. That was your choice. You obeyed me because you were a criminal on your own. And you have accepted to take my side and support me. Yes.
This is a little off topic, but I have another question about the bell. What are the signs of his arrival? How will we know he's here?
You will know, that's for sure. And then he will have absolute power. And if you obey him, you get life. You get a life. You get the car, you get to drink, you get food, you get all of these things.
Yes.
If you disobey him, yes. If you disobey him, then you get nothing. You're deprived from everything. Almost deprived from water, almost deprived from air.
I know, but isn't I think it was either Mecca or Medina, one of those places.
They can't go into Mecca, they can't go to Medina.
Can't
go, yes.
Why doesn't everyone run over there?
Yeah. When the Dajjal showed up, you better take the first airline ticket and go there. This place is for believers. Allah is not going to allow the Dajjal to enter there. Medina and Mecca. Anytime the Dajjal tries, then he's going to get what? The stones from heaven.
Oh.
Just like the people of the elephant. Yes. Allah is protecting the house, his house. Okay. So now what would the bad guys, tyrants, reply and say when they say you were criminals on your own? The weak follower, the followers, the ones who obeyed the tyrants, they would say, no, it was because of you are inviting us, commanding us to do evil. It was of you playing all these kind of tricks on us to support evil. So if somebody supports, for example, Bashar al-Assad and killing Syrian people, where do you think obeyed Saddam Bashar al-Assad? Where do you think this guy is going to be? Where? With Bashar in the same place in hell, inshallah. With Bashar in the same place in hell. Okay. The final point is, what are the possible legal ways of support standing against evil? The slogan says what? Speaking the truth to power. It says what? Huh?
No.
Speaking. Speaking is by what? That speaking?
No.
No. So the legal way is to do what? Use your what?
Voice.
Using your tongue, which is your talk. So talk against it. Speak against. Are you allowed to carry a gun and fight the tyrant? No, that's illegal. So you speak against the tyrant, but you don't use force against the tyrant. How about if you can't speak against the tyrant, then you what? Do you love the tyrant? Then if you love the tyrant, you'll be rejected with the tyrant. The Prophet ﷺ said, a guy said, Ya Allah. A guy said, O Prophet Muhammad, I love you and I love Allah. I love you and I love
Allah.
Then the Prophet said, you will join the ones who you love.
I somehow
arranged
my room. Yeah.
So, if you love Bashar, then you're resurrected with who? Will you join who? Bashar. Where is Bashar, inshallah, going to be? In hell. That's the tyrant of Syria. Do you understand? In Egypt, the tyrant of Egypt, he killed the people who demonstrated. You know, the public, when they demonstrate against something, he killed them. Now the ones who participated into killing him are going to come in the day of judgment, and same thing is going to happen. You suppose if you are just because of you we are here. They say, the tyrants say, if Allah would have guided us, you would have guided us, we would have guided you. We both are here, so shut up. We're here, you can't help you. We can't help us. You can't help us. I can't help you. Just shut up. Okay? Blaming Allah is not going to be any value. It's not going to get us anywhere. Okay? Now, when are we allowed to use the hand in joining good and forbidding evil? If we work for who? Police. We work for who? Police. Do police use their tongues only?
No.
They have to be armed with guns. Okay. So they will arrest people who are bad people. Okay. And they will arrest them using guns. Got it? Yes.
So is it good to be police or is it bad?
It's good. Because you find, what I'm trying to say, you can't use force to change evil. Okay? You can use tongue. And then the question is, who can use the hands? The one who can use the hands of who? Who? The police. The police is the one that can use their hands. And then when you use your hand, be careful. Because some people misuse their hands and they become terrorists, like ISIS and all of these, Qaeda and all of these organizations. They became terrorists because they are using their hands the wrong way. The wrong way. Okay. Inshallah, I'll see you next week.
I told her I might not make it, but then I can't. that for?
Really? I didn't know.
Thank you.
may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil of the first Shaytan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
فإذا هي ثعبان